Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, your daily dose of real talk about building a life you love by setting those boundaries that rock your world. Now, I gotta be honest, sometimes talking about boundaries feels a little like navigating a minefield, right? You want to protect yourself, but you don't want to come off as a total jerk or upset the people who matter. It's a delicate dance, and trust me, I've tripped over my fair share of those invisible lines. But here's the thing, my journey to setting healthy boundaries was a game changer. It wasn't always sunshine and rainbows, folks. There were moments where I felt awkward, unsure, even a little scared. You know that feeling when you try to say, no, and your voice squeaks out like a frightened mouse? Yeah, been there, but let me tell you, the freedom, the peace of mind, the sense of self-respect, it's all worth it. So today, we're diving deep into my own journey, sharing those messy, hilarious, and sometimes frustrating moments that shaped how I approach boundaries now. Here are 5 key takeaways from my own experience that I want you to grab onto tight. First up, understand this. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying, no, all the time. They're about respecting yourself, your needs, and your time. Think of it like this. When you set a boundary, you're essentially saying, this is my lane, this is what I value, and this is how I want to be treated. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating a space where you can thrive. Next, remember that boundaries are fluid, like the ever-changing sands of time. What works for you today might need adjusting tomorrow. Life throws curveballs, relationships evolve, and our needs change with the seasons. So don't get stuck in a rigid, this is it, this is forever, mindset. Regularly check in with yourself, see what feels right, and be willing to adjust your boundaries accordingly. Thirdly, practice makes perfect. You know that saying? Well, setting boundaries is like any other skill. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Start small. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting at work or declining that social invitation when you need a quiet night in. Each time you set a boundary, you're building your confidence and proving to yourself that you can do this. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, boundaries sound great in theory, but how do I actually put them into practice? Great question. Here's the key. Be clear, direct, and assertive. Don't beat around the bush or apologize for your needs. You deserve to have your voice heard. Practice saying, no, with a smile on your face and a firm tone in your voice. It takes courage, but trust me, it's worth it. Lastly, remember that you are not responsible for other people's reactions. When you set a boundary, there might be pushback, resistance, or even anger. That's okay. You can't control how others react, but you can control your own actions and responses. Stay calm, stand your ground, and remind yourself why you set that boundary in the first place. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a friend's party, catching up with everyone, when suddenly your ex shows up, looking all chiseled and charming like they haven't changed a bit. They start to flirt with you, reminiscing about the good old days. Now, here's where boundaries come into play. You know that this isn't good for you, so you politely excuse yourself from the conversation. Maybe you say something like, hey, it was great catching up, but I need to grab a drink. Or even better, thanks for stopping by, but I'm focusing on moving forward and that includes keeping our distance. See? You don't have to be rude or confrontational, just clear and firm. Remember, boundaries are about protecting your peace, not shutting people out entirely. So there you have it, folks. My journey to setting healthy boundaries wasn't always easy, but it was so worth it. It taught me the power of self-respect, the importance of prioritizing my needs, and the freedom that comes with living authentically. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's an act of self-love. And trust me, you deserve to be loved, by yourself first. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to build lives filled with peace, purpose, and unshakable confidence. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and never stop setting those healthy boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.